A person who is caught in the meshes of birth and death can be immediately released by the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This chanting of the holy names is so powerful that immediately it will create a transformation from within. And anyone can take to this chanting. It will elevate you just like an elevator. Elevator may be small, but it can take you to so many places. And anyone in any situation can chant the holy names. Sometimes some people ask, but I am already right now smoking. I am smoking. Can I chant? Yes. But I am chanting. Can I smoke? No. Both are not same. So right now if you have a problem, forget the problem. Just start chanting and things will be taken care. Yad bibheti swayam bhayam, fear personified is afraid of the holy names of Krishna. Etad nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nripanirnitam harer namanu kirtanam. Take to the chanting of the holy names and it will destroy all the fears. Akuto bhayam, you will become fearless. Yoginam nripanirnitam, this is the verdict of the greatest spiritual authorities. It has been ordained, nirnitam. The conclusions have been given. And therefore, these verdicts of the Shastras should be taken very seriously. The second solution is hearing of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore it is described in the Bhagavatam itself. Yasyam vaishuyamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpadyate pumsa shoka moha bhayapaha. These are perfect solutions being recommended. You hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you hear Harikatha, you hear Bhagavad Gita, simply by the process of hearing and acquiring transcendental knowledge. Bhaktir utpadyate pumsa, devotion will arise from within the heart. Shoka, moha and bhaya will be destroyed. Illusion, lamentation and fear will be destroyed. We have lamentation because of the past, illusion in the present and fear of the future. So all kinds of problems in life connected with past, present and future will be destroyed, eliminated at one stroke simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is not ordinary vibration. When you hear this vibration, it has an effect on you, definite effect. Just like there is a terminology called performative utterance. Certain words, when uttered, have a certain definite effect. Like for example, if in a court, and those words have to be uttered by the proper person with the right authority in the proper assembly to have that effect. For example, in a court, if a judge is sitting and he says, I hereby order 5 years rigorous imprisonment to this criminal. When the judge makes a statement like that, it is not just a statement. There is an effect. Those words have come out means it is going to have an effect. But only in the court when the judge says that. The same judge can be sitting in a hotel and he orders for some masala dosa. And if they bring cold poha, he can't say, I order you to 1 year imprisonment. So manager will say, I order you to get out. Because he has no power there. So certain situation is important, certain assembly is important, and those words will have certain effect. For example, a priest while performing a marriage in a church or in a temple may get a boy and girl together and said, I now pronounce you man and wife. You are now legally wedded, husband and wife. Right? Now, anyone cannot do that anywhere. Someone is traveling in a bus, the conductor cannot catch hold of one boy and girl and say, "Now I pronounce you boy and girl, man and wife, take these tickets." They will say, "You are a bus conductor, not marriage conductor." So certain situation and certain personality having the certain power, all have to be there. So if there is Srimad Bhagavatam, then the proper assembly must be there, and the discourse must be given by someone authorized, and the people who are participating must also be enthused and must be willing to go through that process. So therefore, as far as hearing is concerned, it is very important. And therefore, as I also mentioned in my lecture on Narsingha Chaturdashi, that words are created because of certain kind of thoughts. Thoughts will create the words, words will create your action, action will create your habits. Habits will ultimately create your culture, and then character is created. And because the modern society is not living a life based on Bhagavatam culture, there is so much of problem. And generally, by looking around and seeing notices and seeing ads and seeing the way people interact, one can guess the kind of culture which is existing. Like all of you have now come here into this temple hall. And if you see notices here, one big notice is here, suppose, "Don't kill." You will be bewildered. "My God, a notice says don't kill. That means things like this also go on here." Or another notice says, "Don't punch the guy sitting in front of you during lecture." After reading this, will you be peaceful in lecture? You will always be noticing here and there what is going on. Or another notice says, "Don't pull the shikha of the brahmachari sitting in front of you." So no brahmacharis can be peaceful. So these kind of notices reveal that this is the level of culture which is existing. That is why you have to tell, "Don't do this." So therefore, the kind of sound vibration one hears actually creates a certain kind of culture. And in Vaishnava society, this kind of things are not expected. And modern society has so many conflicts and people have so many insecurities because this kind of a culture is not being promoted. And so, Srila Prabhupada mentions that modern society and people in modern society have to learn one thing, how to live like human beings. Otherwise, even animals know how to eat, sleep, mate and defend. There is no problem at all. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan giving a lecture and some bananas were kept in front of him. He was speaking to his disciples. A monkey got down from the tree, pounced upon one bunch of bananas and went away. And Prabhupada said, "Just see, what an expert. He knows his business in eating. So many of us sitting here, none of us could do anything." And another time one monkey entered and snatched Prabhupada's one shoe and went and sat on top of the roof. And one disciple took a stick and was about to beat him. Prabhupada said, "No, no, we have to get that shoe back. So for getting the shoe back, we have to now bargain with this fellow." So Prabhupada took a bunch of bananas, came out, and started showing the bananas to that monkey. And the monkey also understood, took out the shoe, and showed him like this. So both parties came near each other. One foot near. And then the monkey came close enough and with the other hand snatched the banana and also took the shoe back. Expert in bargaining. Prabhupada said, "Just see, he knows how to do business." First round he won. Second time again, the same thing happened. Again he got another banana. Now after getting 3-4 bananas, that fellow was satisfied. He started biting on the shoe and then dropped it on the ground. And Prabhupada said, "He's a rascal. There is no use of this shoe now." And that shoe is still kept with some of his disciples in a glass case in the US. And Prabhupada made a mention that human society is engrossed in eating, sleeping, economic development. Even monkeys are doing it expertly. Their intelligence runs like anything when they want to get their things done. And human society is meant for creating a certain kind of culture, and that is available by hearing and chanting. And the third solution which we recommend is meditation. And it is described,
Etadvapuste Bhagavan Dhyayanta Paramatmana.
The Lord has a form, and by meditating upon the Lord's form, like Shri Radha Gopinath, they have a form, by meditating on that form, what is the effect?
Sarvato Goptra Santrasan Mrityur Api Jigham Sata.
One becomes free from all types of fears, including the fear of death. And therefore, this is the most important principle. So there is a form of the Lord in the temple. We worship and adore that form, and we take darshan of that form. So do not think it is sentimental. By meditating on that form, it is described in this verse, Sarvato Goptra Santrasan. One becomes free from all kinds of illusory fears. And people keep asking so many questions. Generally in Kali Yuga, people are so skeptical. They say, why there is temple? Why there is stone deity? Why we should go there? God is everywhere. Why we should go to temple? Why only Krishna? Why not someone else? Why Krishna is only flute? Why not guitar? Why is wearing only dhoti, not jeans? Why is having so many girlfriends, this and that? So many questions. But if you do not try to understand in the right mood and spirit, it will remain a mystery forever. Why offer the food? What is different between prasad and other things? It is just technique you are using to catch people. This is all not correct. This is not bona fide. But actually, it is mercy of the Lord. You offer with love and devotion to Krishna. Just like if you eat the food remnants of someone who has tuberculosis, TB, then you will get what? TB. Similarly, if one eats the remnants of that which Krishna has eaten, we will get what? TB. Transcendental bhakti. Devotion. And therefore, we simply have to offer to the Lord with love and devotion. We have to meditate on this deity form, and gradually we become free from this fear. And the fourth and most important principle is service to the devotees and service to the society. And this seva has been described in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Sadrichi nohi ayam loke panthaha kshema akuto bhaya panthaha kshemaha.
The most auspicious path has been recommended. What is that path?
Sushila sadhavo yatra narayana parayana.
Just worship and serve the great devotees who are narayana parayana.
Sushila sadhamo yatra,
and automatically all divine qualities will manifest from within. And this path is not only auspicious, it is akuto bhaya. One becomes free from fear. It is sadrichino, that means most appropriate path.
Panthaha kshemaha akuto bhaya.
Therefore, this is the most wonderful way of becoming free from fear. Serving the devotees. Badrinath Prabhu was telling this story of how in Los Angeles there was a drug addict and drug dealer who had killed so many people. He had a dozen murders in his record, and he was being chased by the police one day. He somehow ran and was trying to escape the police. He saw devotees Harinam party going on. He just entered into that Harinam Sankirtan party and hid himself. Came back to the temple, ISKCON temple, with the devotees and started staying there. He thought, this is the best place to hide. Police will never come here. So he was hiding there for 1 year, following all the principles and following all the processes in the temple. He became purified. By serving devotees, by serving in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, he became purified. He approached the temple president and said, actually, I am not a bhakta here. but I am a big murderer. I am a drug dealer. President said, you are telling so early, after 1 year of staying here, you want to close down this temple or what? Said, no, please forgive me. I wanted to reveal before, but I didn't have the guts. I immediately go and surrender to the police. And temple person said, please, go ahead. So he went to the police and surrendered. And the police saw him in that uniform as a devotee. And they couldn't recognize. Said, what are you coming here for? Said, to surrender. Surrender to whom? And why? And he said, actually, I have this background and you know, this is my original name. And if you check the records, you will understand. And they looked closely and realized, oh, this fellow we have been searching last 1 year. The police got excited, caught him. And the case again started. It was brought to the court. The judge, he saw this fellow in this uniform as a devotee, in devotee clothes with tilak and everything, and said, what do you do nowadays? And he said, what to do? I am in this temple. Every day I am getting up in the morning, taking a bath, chanting, doing all kinds of puja, doing social service, distributing food, distributing books. All of these things we are doing every day. He said, what time do you get up? He said, we get up 3:30 in the morning. And then what do? Then we take a cold water bath. The judge said, case dismissed. Release this fellow. Said, why? What happened? Everyone was surprised. The judge said, this guy is getting up 3:30 in the morning and taking cold water bath. That is worse than jail also. So why we should continue this case anymore? He is already leading jail life. And therefore he is already reformed. He is already continuing his services. Let him do that. So that person is still an active member of the Hare Krishna movement. And he became completely transformed simply by coming in contact with Sushila Sadhavo Yatra Narayana Parayana. So by serving in the association of devotees, great transformation takes place and one becomes fearless. So now in conclusion, we will now take the application part. That we have seen the problem, we have seen the causes behind the problem, the solution. Now as far as application is concerned, the application is in various stages. So I have, in short, written 10 tips which all of you can apply in your own life. Since the topic is entitled Overcoming Fear, so you want a take-home message. What should I now do to change my life and become free from fear? So the first principle is, change yourself. You cannot change the world. Just like if you go to a doctor and the doctor, you have a stomach pain and the doctor says, why did you choose this pain? You will be bewildered. Doctor, I did not choose this pain. Pain has chosen me. I can't do anything regarding this. You have no control over your environment. So therefore, just like a ship, if it is caught in the midst of a storm, you can't change the course of the winds, but you can readjust your sails. You can't stop people from throwing bricks at you, but you have the power to collect those bricks and make a nice house. Therefore, as a man said, when I was young, I had a great desire to change the whole world. Then as I started growing up, I decided, let me change at least my country. Then I decided, let me change at least my family. Then finally I have decided that in my old age, I have only one power, to change myself. So let me at least now change myself. Nothing else can be done. So change yourself, and that is most important. Secondly, along with changing, how will this change take place? When you are in the proper association. So associate, number two. Associate with great saintly persons. Associate with spiritually oriented personalities who have overcome fear. Like someone approached Prabhupada and said that my guru has given me some mantra, Swamiji, and by chanting that mantra, I am able to levitate and fly in the air now. Prabhupada said, even cockroaches fly. That is not a big deal. You approach a guru, not so that you can fly, but so that you can learn how to become free from the anarthas within. So if you take shelter of Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, naturally one will become free from fear. Abhay Charanarvindare Bhajahure Man Shri Nanda Nandana. So if someone becomes part of Srila Prabhupada's mission, just like Srila Prabhupada was so fearless, gradually by His mercy, one will also experience change and associate with those who are also trying to overcome fear. An association is just like a wonderful tree. You cling on to it. In times of crisis, it's like a boat. It will help you cross this ocean of turbulence. And this association is most important. Thirdly, streamline your thoughts. And that is very important. Because there is a difference between society of dolphins and society of crows. In society of dolphins, when one dolphin has trouble and it is sinking down into the bottom of the ocean, cannot surface to breathe air, other dolphins come underneath and push this dolphin up and help him come up and breathe the air. Whereas in society of crows, when one has trouble, all the other crows immediately decide to attack that fellow and tear him to pieces, seeing his weakness. So therefore, even if you have decided to change and you are associating with devotees, but still you will always have to associate with different kinds of people outside. And there you may have experiences which may not be so good. So you have to streamline your thoughts. That means not have any mental cancer or grudges against anyone, because you have no control over what others speak or do. For example, a man was going in a boat and a big, powerful, well-built person was sitting next to him. So this man asked him, "Sir, what is the time?" So this huge fellow looked at him and with his fist banged one on his head, and he received a big jolt on his head and he was stunned. And he said, "Sir, I asked the time, what was this?" He said, "1 o'clock. This is the meaning. The clock is striking one. Understand?" So there was another fellow sitting nearby. He said, "Come on, you should do something. He's beaten you like that." And this fellow said, no, I am taking it this way. That good, that by God's mercy, I didn't ask him the time 1 hour before. I would have received 12. So you would have no control over how people will react, how they will behave, what they will do and what they will say. But you can at least streamline your own thoughts, and that is most important. Fourthly, one should engage in service. So, and as far as serving is concerned, the more one tries to serve others, the more one becomes selfless, the more one becomes free from the fear of possessiveness. Just like an incense stick burns itself completely to give fragrance to others, so also our life should be used in the service of God and humanity, so that others can have the fragrance of God consciousness. Prabhupada gives a story of how one beggar went to a lady and he said, "Please give me something." And this lady brought out so much of ash from her kitchen and put that ash into his choli. And she said, "Okay, this is, as far as your begging is concerned, this is what we have in our house. Go." And the man said, "Thank you so much. I will come again tomorrow." And she said, "What? I am giving you ash after the coal and charcoal has been burnt, and after receiving this ash you are saying you will come again tomorrow? You are mad or what?" And he said, "Actually, you have begun the habit of giving. So till now you never gave anything, but although you are giving ash, At least today you are giving ash. Tomorrow you may give cash. So what is the problem? I will come again. But the habit of giving has begun. So somewhere, somehow we have to begin the habit of giving and helping and serving, however small it may be. Therefore Bhagavatam says, Etava janma saphalyam dehinam iha dehishu pranair arthair dhyavacha shreyah acharanam sada. Let us use our mind, intelligence, words and our life itself in doing good for others. So, and then engage oneself completely. The mind should be engaged, because the mind is always flickering. Just like radio creates all different types of sounds in different channels all the time. Right? So you have these FM radios. So mind is also like that, FM, flickering mind. Always keep going here and there, this way, that way. At any point of time you bring, different vibrations will keep coming. So the only way to control the mind is to engage it in positive activities. And in this way, the distractions will decrease. The next step is keep targets. Have goals to reach and ideals to strive for in life. If you do not have targets and your only target is building a nice house, then you should know that every brick of that house can potentially be the cause of your destruction during a major earthquake. So the very thing you are constructing and making in your whole life can become the cause of your destruction. Material nature is like that. So learn to have spiritual targets and strive for spiritual goals and execute them. Follow the 6-point peace formula is the next step. The association, the food, the reading materials, the atmosphere, the diet and the habits which we follow have a great influence on our life. And when you streamline and adjust these 6 principles, then you will develop peace of mind. The next step is you readjust your expectations. Be reasonable. Next, be straightforward in your dealings. To the extent there is a coordination between our mind, body and words, there is less of hypocrisy and more straightforward dealings. To that extent, one will experience peace and freedom from fear. And the 10th and very important principle is control the senses, sense control. And this sense control is very important, because Krishna consciousness and sense gratification go ill together. It is just like a combination of cold water on hot ghee. The combination is explosive. And remember, even a small tiny leak in a ship can result in the ship sinking. Therefore, any one of the senses also not controlled properly can result in this entire human life being failed miserably. Therefore, sense control. Now, I just thought of an acronym to remember these 10 points. So, if you see, the first one is change, C, A for associate, serve, streamline the thoughts and serve, SS, CASS, E is engage, T is target, CASSET, cassette. Peace is P, reasonable expectation, RE, being straightforward, S, and sense control, S, PRESS, press. So if you press the cassette, then the music comes. But if you follow this 10-point formula, within your mind, Krishna consciousness will be so deeply ingrained that even if there is some trauma, some problem, some difficulty, and there is pressure, what will come out will only be Hare Krishna. And then ultimately you will see that in spite of all kinds of adversities, because you have developed Krishna consciousness deeply within, all of these potential causes of fear and dangers cannot touch you. Therefore, as they say, feed your faith and your fears will automatically starve to death. Therefore, this is an age where we need to fear less and hope more. Eat less and chew more. Talk less and say more. Whine less and breathe more. Hate less and love more. Just follow this formula which we have just given. Practice Krishna consciousness in your life sincerely, strictly, sincerely, as per your capacity. Associate with devotees, engage in hearing, chanting and serving. Take darshan of the beautiful deity forms. And I can assure you and guarantee you that the whole experience of overcoming fear will be a really blissful one. So in this way we have just completed our discussion on this topic, where we have analyzed the problem. We have seen how fear is defined in so many ways, the causes for it, pathological and symptomatic problems, symptomatic causes, that because of reformation, because of forgetfulness, rebellion, and then ultimately misidentification, the fear begins, and symptomatically it is seen as gap between expectation and reality. And so the solution is hearing, chanting and taking darshan, meditation and serving the Vaishnavas. And we have given you this 10-point formula which you can follow and apply in your life, by which you can become free from this fear. As you said, cassette press, just follow this formula and very soon you will see tremendous amount of change in your whole life. I thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. So now, you can try to set up that screen. You can try to set up the screen now. And as the screen is being set up, we can have some questions. So are there any questions? You can pass the mic.
Hare Krishna Guruji.
Yes.
There is one of my friends who has attended one of your lecture.
Okay.
There he said that that you have said that having sex and seeing sex life is same. He want a reason. Why is it same, not different?
Having sex and
seeing sex life, like naked girls and...
And seeing sex life is same.
Yes.
Well, in one sense it's only a matter of time before one will be peaceful. And it is quite natural that in this age there is severe bombardment. So how is it possible that you can remain peaceful in the midst of this bombardment if you are also indulging in it wholeheartedly? It is not possible. If you put your hand inside fire and then say, I am feeling very hot, that doesn't make any sense. So your friend is right that both are not much different, and in due course of time he will see the effects for himself. Right? Any other question? Yes, please. Send the microphone. Anyone nearby here?
Haribol Prabhuji.
Haribol.
In Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna that it is very difficult to control the mind for himself. And as we insignificant creatures, how can we control our mind?
By chanting Hare Krishna. That is the only way. We are insignificant, that is true, but the Maha Mantra is very powerful. So we may not be Arjuna, but definitely, if you follow in the footsteps of Arjuna and accept Krishna as the Supreme and worship Him and glorify Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, things will transform. So you don't have to go to the battlefield, you don't have to kill soldiers, all you have to do is just deal with your daily life, chant Hare Krishna. I think it's very simple formula, but it works very effectively. And as Prabhupada said, Krishna was right there sitting with Arjun, but still Krishna told Arjun, you have to fight. Understand? As Prabhupada said, Arjuna was not sleeping behind on the chariot and smoking ganja. Prabhupada said that he was working hard on the battlefield. And you should know that Arjuna was working hard on Krishna's behalf, although originally he did not want to fight. Many times people ask this question, that you are saying chant Hare Krishna, please Krishna, but it is so difficult to please someone else. If I know I have to work for myself, I feel motivated. But if you say I have to work for Krishna or someone else or something else, it's so difficult. But for Arjuna it was the same case. Arjuna did not make any distinction that previously he was fighting and shooting arrows to get Draupadi's hand. He was with full enthusiasm, full concentration shooting arrows. And on battlefield of Kurukshetra, after hearing Krishna's long discourse, Arjuna did not say that he is going on speaking such long lecture, better I start fighting little bit so he will stop. He didn't start because of that, nor did he think, I don't want to fight but somehow he is forcing me so much, I will try a little bit. So he was not just shooting arrows without putting much effort, little bit, here and there to different enemies, or trying to miss them or not hit them at all. Or not that in between while fighting he was going to sleep behind and Krishna had to again and again look back, Arjuna, are you there or not? So Arjuna was actually fighting and shooting with full effort. Full effort he was putting. And that is why he got success. So although Krishna is supreme, he gives us all the strength and the power, but ultimately we have to put the effort to control the mind. So that we should learn from Arjuna. He was putting his full effort to control his mind and his senses. Okay? Next.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. My question is, now on many occasions our elders tell us that under any circumstances in life you should not be fearful, but you should fear God. Now my question is, should we really fear God? And if yes, is it possible to overcome this fear?
When you overcome the fear of God, you come to the stage of loving God. That is exactly what happens when you come in contact with God. So when you fear God, you don't hate God, because fear is the beginning, and then you start performing your activities based on a certain amount of duty, and then that duty ultimately converts into love. And therefore some degree of fear and restraint is good in this regard, that one has respect for a superior authority. So therefore we consider God as someone who gives us all the strength, all the necessary resources, gives us all facilities to advance materially and spiritually. And so we have respect for God. So that kind of a feeling of fear is not bad, it is good. But then don't just keep fearing God, right? You have to come to the stage of loving God. That is most important. So the stage of fearing God is the beginning stage, when one feels I should not commit a sin. But the higher level is to love Him, respect Him and worship Him. So then that culminates in the stage of love as shown by all of these Brajavasis. They worship God to such an extent it appears that they are defying God and fighting with God and playing with God. But that's the highest level of love. So therefore love is shown by service. Right? If you are hungry and you are sitting for food, and then someone comes with a tray of food, but you start shivering like anything, and all the glasses and bowls in the plate start moving, and you tell him, what happened? He said, I am feeling afraid of you. said, I'm hungry, give me this food. Yeah. And he says, and he keeps moving the hand and drops the whole thing down. And what is the use of that fear? So important thing is that he should at least fear that if you have said, he must get something. But then ultimately he must serve with feeling and devotion. Any other question?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes.
Prabhuji, in the service, in the one of the point of application, you have mentioned it includes doing good for others, and ultimate service will be giving devotional service to others. So, will you please explain this service in terms of doing others in material sense, material term, and the devotional one?
Doing good in terms of material aspects, people feel that giving in charity, like for example in Latur earthquake, so many people were affected, lot of money was distributed. Those who survived took that money and then used it for drinking, and then ultimately those who survived the earthquake died of liver problem, liver cirrhosis. So therefore, just distribution within the jail is not sufficient, but you have to give knowledge of how you can come out of the jail, how you can come out of the prison house. And that is exactly what this Krishna consciousness movement is all about. So if you are distributing things within the jail, that has limited effort. But the main effect is how you can help someone get out of this jail. That is the most important thing. So that is what Krishna consciousness movement is doing, giving people the master key. Right? If someone is burning inside a house and the flames are rising on all directions and will consume him very soon, what is the best thing you can do to that person? Wake him up. If the flame is so much is going to be consumed and you feel that, no, I will just keep a glass of water near him, so when he wakes up he can drink. I will make some food for him and keep it, when he wakes up he can drink. Very soon he is going to be consumed. So the best thing you can do is wake him up and take him out. Help him come out of that house which is on fire. So that is the greatest welfare activity which you can perform. So in this Krishna consciousness movement we do all that. That means there is Food for Life program, we are giving food, we have our Bhaktivedanta hospital also. But these are associated projects, but all connected with giving the most important principle, Krishna, to others. If that Krishna factor is not there, then everything else becomes null and void. Any other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes.
Can we change our destiny?
Can we change our
destiny?
Destiny, yeah. Yes, destiny can be changed. That is exactly why all of us are here. Destiny can be changed by the intervention of Krishna. When you chant Hare Krishna, slowly but gradually, your whole destiny changes. When you use your free will appropriately, then in due course of time, your whole life will change. Because you become free from all kinds of sinful reactions. Therefore, taking shelter of the holy names, chanting and hearing in the association is the most effective way of changing one's destiny. So sometimes people say that ultimately God is in control. Whatever we may try, He is ultimately going to do it. So what is the use of all of this? It's not like that. When you chant Hare Krishna, gradually there is transformation and change. So with your own efforts, with your own power, you may try to change. But then when there are higher powers intervening, automatically everything is transformed very soon. Therefore, we accept the shelter of Krishna. And Krishna says, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shucha. Do not fear. Right? So the most important thing is that you take shelter and transformation will take place. And practically everyone who has come into this Krishna consciousness movement has experienced that. So it's a very, very good question which you have asked, and it is the most important question, because all of us are at certain crossroads in life. All of you are expecting to do certain things in life. So have a positive frame of mind, and based on the topics we have discussed today, develop hope and faith that whatever you may have gone through in life before, your life can change and transform completely in future. If you have that faith, if you have that desire within, then everything else can be transformed. Right? So all you need to know is that depending on the kind of situation, that situation can be used in a positive sense. Now you have the free will at this moment to chant or not chant. You have the free will to continue associating or not, to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or read other literatures. So therefore, at a certain point of time, free will is given, and you have to make that choice within the gap of that free will. Suppose you decide that I will jump from this floor of the building, because this lecture is going on too long, I'm feeling frustrated, I want to jump off. So you decide like that, and you go till that very end of the room, come near that railing. So you have your free will till then. And once you jump off from the type, and you start going down, then you cannot think, I want to go up again, I forgot to offer him obeisances before jumping, let me go up again. Then that free will does not work. So once you have used your free will, then a certain stage will come where you have no control. Therefore, even within that, you can be making choices. So therefore, every moment you have been given a certain situation where you can use your free will in a certain way. And so, you should know that you have to use it appropriately. Right? That is most important. Like, generally I give this example. Our Sarvabhauma Prabhu gave this story. A man saw a hotel board, and on the hotel board it was written, eat, eat as much as you want, enjoy as much as you want. You don't have to pay any money. You don't have to worry at all, your grandson will pay the bill. So this fellow thought, great, great opportunity, let me enjoy. He entered the hotel, started eating like anything. When he was coming out, the manager said, 1,000 rupees bill, sir. He said, hey, come on, your board says, your grandson will pay. The manager said, your grandfather's bill, sir. What can I do? Right. So you may enjoy like anything, thinking this will go on forever, but you don't know. In the past, so much account we may have accrued, and when that will manifest, you cannot say. So therefore, remember that free will is there, destiny is there, but still Krishna is giving you the choice. Do I want to change my future? Like that. Okay? Any other question? Yes, in the back side there. Who has the mic? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, sir.
One thing I would like to say, what is the contribution of competition to the fear?
What is the contribution of?
What is the contribution of competition?
Competition?
Yeah, to the fear.
To the fear, yes. The problem with the rat race is that even if you ultimately win the race, you remain a rat only. Right. So, our main concern is to take you above that kind of consciousness and make you human beings. Otherwise, there is no end to this competition. And people just get addicted to this kind of getting more and more, and accumulating more and more, and showing more and more off. and there is no end to that. Right? So it is actually destructive. It is actually destructive. If someone jumps from the top of the building down, and on the way down he may think, I am going very fast. I am progressing very fast. But towards where? Towards the bottom. And the nature of competition nowadays is such that people don't even consider what the other fellow is doing. Because he is doing something, we should also do. And outdo him. Do better than him. Right? And therefore, we have to understand that this is arising from envy. A desire to be the best in situations where we want to lord it over. So other aspect of this is inferiority complex. That is defined as frustrated lordship. When you can't lord it over properly, and when you see others are doing it better, so you become frustrated and you think, I'm useless. So we see the influence of this competition is so much all over the world that people are just trying to do more and more, sell more and more, accumulate more and more, but in the whole process forgetting what the real goal is all about. Right? Therefore, understand this principle that the only difference between children and elders is the cost of their toys. And the rule of the game nowadays is who at the time of death leaves behind maximum toys wins. So all the toys will remain. Who is there to play with them? So all of this accumulation you have will ultimately not help you because your future destination is somewhere else. So try to understand this principle. You should be concerned about the future. This competition is like two cars going up a cliff, and the cliff ultimately lands up in a 10,000 meter fall straight. But the path is very smooth, lined with beautiful trees on both sides. And one is Mercedes, other is Rolls Royce. And both are going like that. And each one is trying to outdo the other. What is that competition? Who will fall first? Who will jump off the cliff first? What is the use in that competition? And then people are coming and telling them, you want AC car or non-AC car? Can we help you with the car? Can we help you with certain refreshments so that you can go ahead in the journey comfortably? So that you remain healthy enough till you reach that point and then fall off? So if someone is going up the hill and going to climb off and fall down, then there is no point. So your duty is to tell him that this road is dangerous. It leads to a dead drop and you will be killed. That is your duty. And many times people feel all of these things about future and other things is bogus. You know, ultimately live life, enjoy. As Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, that one priest, one sadhu went to tell someone that you don't smoke, you will go to hell because of this. He said, why? What is the problem? My friends also smoke. So they will also go to hell. Said, really? I also drink along with that. So that will definitely take you to hell, but my friends also drink, but they will also go to hell. Sometimes we sit and gamble while drinking and smoking. So that will definitely take you to hell, all of them also. And we visit prostitutes, what about that? Definitely that will take you to hell. And what about the prostitute? She will also go to hell. So if everyone going to hell, better I go to hell only. So we can have a nice time in hell. So if that is the kind of thinking you have, then ultimately nothing can be done. Prabhupada was giving lecture and saying that if you do not reform your life, ultimately you may become a dog. And one man got up and said, what is the problem? I don't mind being a dog. Prabhupada said, you have my blessings. Sit down. Try to understand, purpose of human form of life is that your future can be bright. You can be part of the spiritual world. So rather than hearing and chanting about Krishna and engaging in devotional service, people are engaged in so many kinds of activities. And another form of this competition is all these cricket matches. And by seeing that, people feel, now this country is against that country. And 1st of March was like the D-Day in World Cup. India and Pakistan were playing. And it was like the Mahayagya. All the parties were involved, completely engrossed. And they feel that yes, they are projecting our desires. We want to be the best, we want to be the greatest. And these aspects are manifesting themselves in so many ways, in public, in our life. And therefore try to understand that the real aspect of transforming oneself is to understand that I am insignificant, totally under the control of the Lord and His material energy. So what is the point in trying to run and chase and outdo someone in jumping from the top of the cliff? Let me change the direction of my life. God allows U-turn. He does not ban U-turn. U-turns are allowed in our life's journey. So if you are going towards the cliff and you realize it is a cliff and you are going to fall off, take a U-turn. Therefore we are giving you the alternative path and showing you this is the point where you can take your U-turn. And therefore, come out of this kind of thinking. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we become lazy and complacent. So therefore, in order to ensure this kind of a lifestyle, in association of devotees, we have a very nice concept which we are just going to present to all of you. And that is known as the base concept, Bhaktivedanta Academy for Culture and Education. This was originally started by His Grace Radhesham Prabhu in Pune. And we are taking off from them. And we are also trying to implement those concepts here in Shishiradha Gopinath Mandir, in the youth preaching department. So this presentation is for those who are young, unmarried, in this age group, and who may be working professionals looking for a good accommodation in spiritual circles in Bombay city. Now you have to stay somewhere in this city. Now if you get a group of nice devotees staying together in a place where Krishna is being worshipped, a place where there is programs going on, preaching activity going on, and there is prasadam available. So who will not want this kind of a facility? So in order to cater to this great demand, we have provided this most wonderful, unique opportunity to all of you here to take this wonderful opportunity and change your whole life. So here is the presentation. You can start. So only for unmarried boys. Next. What are the facilities offered? Affordable residential facility. Next. Delicious prasadam at affordable rates. First hand experience of Krishna conscious lifestyle. An association of like-minded students and professionals. So the facilities we are talking about, like affordable residential and all these, means it will be a proper residence. And do not think that you have to shave up to stay there, and do not think that there will be strict rules and regulations which will prevent you from doing anything. And it is not that you have to give up your job. Do not think that we have to give up job and stay there. No, it is a facility where you can stay, and from there you can go to your job and then come back. It is just like a student's hostel, a place where people who have similar likings can stay together. And prasadam will be arranged. There are devotee cooks there, and they will be cooking prasadam, and you can also partake of Krishna prasad. And then there will be spiritual picnics and retreats at different intervals. There will be a books and cassette libraries. Books means only spiritual books, and cassettes means only spiritual cassettes. So don't say that, where is India today? and what about newspaper and what about this and that. Other things you can manage as per your desire. Learn musical instruments. We'll be giving you a chance to learn all these musical instruments which you are seeing here. Musical instruments means mridang and kartal only, and harmonium. We have no facility to teach you guitar and other things. And regular satsang by senior devotees and personal counseling under experienced devotees. So many devotees will be coming and taking classes in these places. You'll get a chance to associate with them and learn many things in Krishna consciousness directly under their care. The benefits are, number one, you'll get good Vaishnava training. You'll learn the different aspects of Krishna consciousness, what is the importance of chanting, association and other things. Second is personality development. You will get an opportunity to actually overcome your weaknesses and develop your strengths and develop your whole personality in such a way that you can be very effective and confident as a person in this world. Third is, there will be some training sessions given on art of preaching or presentation or public speaking skills. And fourthly, there will be some training automatically given because of hands-on experience of managerial and administrative abilities. So all this is available very close to your college and place of work. So the addresses are as follows. Number one is in New Mumbai, in Nerul, we have one place. Secondly, in Vidya Vihar, bang next to Somaya College. Thirdly, in Matunga, very near, a stone's throw away from UD City and VJTI. And fourthly, at Powai, very near IIT Mumbai. And fifthly, we have one at Borivali. So depending on the location of your work or other conveniences, you can choose any one of these places. And the addresses are also given here. And there will be a counter below, specifically for this setup, that those who are interested in enrolling or even asking further inquiries about the other details, please contact the youth preaching counter which will be set up below, exclusively catering to these questions on base facilities. So today, before leaving, after taking prasad, or even before that, you can contact the devotees who will be at the base counter and clarify all your doubts. And then you will see that this is an excellent opportunity all of you have to change your life, transform your life and do something excellent even while staying in this city. So it will be like an experience of staying in the temple, but not in the temple, but in all of these places scattered all around Mumbai. It could be very near to your workplace also, depending on which place you opt to go to. So I request all of you, if you are interested, you can contact the youth preaching counter below. And I would finally like to thank all the students and all the young people who have come here today for this most wonderful session on overcoming fear. And I hope and pray that all of you put these principles we have discussed into practice. And lastly, we will get into the practical aspect of whatever we have discussed so far, and that will be in the chanting of the holy names Hare Krishna in Kirtan. Right? One fellow was telling me one day that you are talking so much about this and that, but many times when your Kirtan starts, I become fearful because everyone dancing so much and hands moving here and there, I feel fearful of being hit in the Kirtan, of losing my balance in the Kirtan. But that may be initially for some time, but do not feel afraid of this Kirtan. It's a wonderful, joyful process of experiencing the real Krishna consciousness within. And we have very wonderful devotees who will be leading this Kirtan, and we will have Swami Prabhu who will be at the keyboards assisting. So have a wonderful time participating in this Kirtan, and then please do have Krishna Prasad before you go. Devotees never overcome one fear, and that is fear of prasad getting over. So don't worry, you can participate fully in the kirtan, enjoy yourself. There is ample prasad and all of you will get prasad before you leave. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki Kai Gau Premanande.